This is Ozarks at Large. It's been over 2 years since we've had local musician Pat Ryan Key in our studio. In that time, he's battled cancer, gotten married, and started a new band. Yesterday, he stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio with his bandmates Al Halpin and Zach Quam to talk with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda. They began their in-studio session by performing a brand new single being released today called Loves Her Rum.
Yeah. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and I am inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio with Pat Ryan Key and his band. Welcome back.
Woo!
drum roll.
I like it. It's been, I think, about 2 years since I had you in here, and now you're back with new people. Tell me about your friends you brought with you.
Well, kind of met them on the road, just picked them up on the way here.
Hitchhiking.
Now, Zach, we've known each other for a few years, and we've actually first played a show, the three of us, 2 years ago at a private party, and it just worked. And fast forward, Al and I play shows a lot together, and we wanted to start a new band, and naturally, Zach came to mind, and so the rest is history.
Just fit in perfectly.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see. In 2013, you were here as part of a band, I Do Declare, and then now by yourself, and now you're back with a band again. So what's it like to kind of have a full-size band? Or
full circle,
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really exciting. You know, having gone what I've gone through the last couple of years, this is kind of like the first time again. So, and we all get along well together, and we collaborate together, so it's really nice to see how it's shaping up.
You talk about what you've gone through. Would you mind sharing some of what you've been doing the last couple of years?
Sure. In 2016, Al and I started playing together. We had a great year. It was awesome. I just put out a new album, and we were playing all the time. And come October, I was like, all right, I'm going to take a break for this year, enjoy myself, and boom, I get diagnosed with cancer and have to, well, it wasn't even like
Remember,
organized.
It was brain cancer.
Yeah,
you got to be more specific. You had brain cancer. That's pretty intense.
It's
was a rare type of brain cancer
right.
that you had that only children get, actually.
Right. I was one of, now I've heard this from, you know, from the group of doctors that was one of 100 cases, documented cases worldwide, to have the type of cancer that I had.
Do you know what it's called?
Medulloblastoma. That's my best.
That's probably about right, yeah.
And it was crazy because I've been struggling with that for a year. You know, it sounds crazy, but at the beginning of 2016, I knew something was wrong. And then come summer of that year, I started questioning if I had a brain tumor, and I got some MRIs through the counsel of my second cousin's mother. She had been battling with brain tumors herself. She had just survived her second operation for a second tumor, and she was like, you know, if you feel something's off, don't take it by chance. You need to be diligent about it. And so I took her advice, but it led to nothing. We did some MRIs, and even my neurosurgeon confirmed that he didn't see anything. So in the span of 5 months, this tumor, being undetectable, grew to the size of a golf ball. And from September to November, my health just dramatically declined. And so the week we found the tumor, I'd actually gone to an ER on a Tuesday. And we go in the ER, and they're like, well, you know, if you're not really having a tragic case, we can't really call in a neurosurgeon. And my wife was so upset. She's like, well, what do I have to do, shoot him in the head with a nail gun? Would that make it a tragic situation? And mockingly, the nurse, you know, said, well, yeah. But they never called anybody. They're just like, well, you're just having neck spasms, so here's some it's not Vicodin, what's Valium. Here's some Valium. And we're like, okay. And so I couldn't sleep at all that night. You know, if I laid down flat on my back, it would make me sick to my stomach. And so I had to sit up, and I can't sleep sitting up. So it was just miserable. And so my wife and my mother's like, well, let's go see your doctor. And we went and saw him, and it was the same thing. He was like, well, you're just having muscle spasms. Here's some Valium. And I was like, well, I just got some Valium. He's like, well, here's some more. And I'm like, wow, this is cool. You know, like getting some muscle relaxers at least. But lo and behold, my health just kept getting worse. So by the grace of God, we got a last-minute cancellation appointment with a neurologist in Fayetteville. And immediately upon seeing me walk, he scheduled me an MRI. He's just like, man, this isn't natural. I looked at your MRIs. I'm not seeing anything, but looking at you physically, just things aren't adding up. And this was on a Friday, so 8 a.m. or 8 p.m. that evening, I went through an MRI, and that's what led to the discovery of it. So he comes in, and the neurologist, he's like, well, you have a brain tumor. And I was really emotional because I knew something was wrong. I just knew something was wrong. And if it wasn't for that cancellation, I would have passed away 2 to 3 days later, unknown to us. Because originally the neurologist wanted to schedule us in January. So it was really crazy. There were a lot of miracles within the miracle itself. And they admitted me for emergency brain surgery, and I was in the hospital for 6 days. And I didn't have quite an out-of-body experience, but I did pass away. And coming back, just not looking back. Got this new band here, and we're going to do some cool things.
It's meant to be.
Yeah.
Got things to do.
And the night of my surgery, Al and his family were coming home from family vacation, and they saw the biggest shooting star they'd ever seen, right?
Yep, the biggest.
Brightest. At least that's how they described it to me. I don't know if they're just filling me with fuff, but
no. Nope. My wife prayed for you to get better, and she wanted a sign, and that was the sign. She didn't see it. I saw it. But when I told her about it, she says, well, that's it. He's going to be fine.
We don't believe in coincidences. We all know that stuff happens for a reason. Just sometimes it takes a little bit to figure out the reason, you know, to figure out like the big picture. Like something small happens. Why did that happen? Well, don't worry about it. It'll work itself out. It always seems to do that.
Well, what kind of an impact does an experience like that have on your music? Because I imagine it does.
Well, I don't. It's tough to express.
Let me help answer that question, being his new drummer.
Okay.
Let me help answer that. So having that experience, coming from many band experiences, when somebody has a request about something, you know, they would like you to play, or a way you should play it, or a volume level you should play it at, when that kind of thing happens to somebody, you don't take anything for granted. It's, you know, when it comes to music, especially with Ryan, he doesn't take any of it. You know, this experience is, he had a couple albums before this, as I'm sure a lot of people know, and the experience has not done nothing but humble him, but at the same time has given him, like, it's like a spear when we're writing a song, when we're in that moment. You know, his direction is like a spear just piercing through anything. And we, you know, he can make a suggestion, and it's never, hey, do this. This is what I want you to do. It's not that kind of spirit. It's more of a, hey, I hear it in my head. Can you reproduce it for me? It's more of a request. And he's always very adamant about things being done a certain way. And until you can understand the experience that he's gone through, he's not taking it for granted. He wants things done a certain way. There's no flack behind it. It's a no nonsense. You know, this is what we want to do. I hope you enjoy it.
We still have fun though.
Well, yeah, of course. It's always very fun. But the meaning behind it is so much more powerful because, I mean, how many people have written music with somebody that died and came back, you know? And it's like, they could be dead. Ryan could not be here right now. Well, he is, and he has a mission, and he's there. This mission has been given to him for a reason, you know? And I think there was a saying, God gives his hardest battles – to his toughest soldiers. And that's exactly what happened with Ryan.
Yep. Make me cry.
And we're here to make it happen for him.
Well, you guys are together now, and you have a new single that you are releasing Friday. We heard it at the beginning of the show. Tell me a little bit about that single.
Well, I'd written the music before my surgery, but the words was a collaborative piece with my friend Mike Townsend, and it was kind of a different path for me because before, you know, I was balls to the wall, rock and roll, and Crank to 11, and now this was more scaled back rhythm and blues, and if it wasn't for Al, he brings the best out of me. We complement each other real well, and this new single's kind of a precursor, if you will, help raise funds for the full project with Quam and everyone else that's within the band. Because the new band is just, I love it. I love you guys.
So plans for a full album.
Plans for a full album. This is a sneak peek into what things can become. And if you like it, I hope you support it and snag a copy. It'll truly mean more to us than you'll know.
If people want to keep up with the progress of this new project of yours, what's your website?
Website is patryankey.com.
All right, gentlemen, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
We had a great time. Thank you.
That was Pat Ryan Key, Al Halpin, and Zach Quam speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda inside the Carver Center for Public Radio yesterday. The trio performs tonight at the Forge in Bentonville and next week at JJ's Beer Garden and Brewing Company in Fayetteville. You can find out more about their upcoming shows at patryankey.com. And before they left the studio yesterday, they played one more song for us called Keezy.
Tell you why I do. Near for the moment and pay
Pat Ryan Key and his band yesterday in the Furman Garner Performance Studio. You can hear musical performances from local and visiting artists almost every Friday on Ozarks at Large. And if you ever miss a Friday Ozarks at Large and want to hear the music, don't forget, we have a podcast version of our show that you can subscribe to for free through services like iTunes and Stitcher. This is Ozarks at Large.